Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. Beer and cheese. Okay, now that we have your attention, we know you have likely enjoyed some delicious Wisconsin cheese with your favorite cold one. But have you ever paired them intentionally in order to bring out the best qualities in each?
Maybe not, but this month's Milwaukee Magazine's Guide to Beer and Cheese has some suggestions about which cheeses and beers best complement one another.
The article's authors, dining critic and senior editor Ann Christensen and executive editor Chris Drossner, joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to share their thoughts on combinations worth trying for yourself.
Ann Christensen and Chris Drossner, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
When did the culture of thoughtfully pairing beer and cheese take off here locally?
That's a great question, because I've seen it happen sort of incrementally, probably over the past 8 years. I was thinking about this, and maybe we talked about it, Chris, at one point. There was a time when I only wrote about or saw wine dinners. I never saw beer dinners. There weren't a lot of beer festivals. I mean, you weren't even thinking beyond, I don't think, you know, sort of the major label beers as much here, and certainly not how to pair them with food, you know, and specifically certain types of food and like what those flavor nuances would be. I think it's really, really recent within, I would say, you know, certainly within the last 8.
What's your experience with it, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two cultures around artisan beer and artisan cheese have kind of advanced roughly in the same time frame. And I think 2010 is when beer really started kind of its second big explosion that we're still kind of seeing now. And it's not just the number of breweries and that sort of thing, but the number of the different types of beers that are being made and really put out into the market more widely. It's exposing people to new flavors, and it's giving us kind of a broader palette of flavors to match up with food, dinners, that sort of thing. And cheese is a natural fit for that, too.
Right. Traditionally, whether in restaurants, you have lots of wine and cheese pairings or wine and food. More recently, I have noticed more cheese boards being offered like at breweries who only serve appetizers or things like that. Mm-hmm. And you guys have an example of 4 beer and cheese pairings, but I imagine it took a lot more than trying 4 combinations to narrow down what works and what doesn't work. So what was your process to do this?
We started with a wide range of both. Ann picked her favorite Wisconsin cheeses, and I did a whole bunch of Wisconsin beers. And we tried to do a real representative style-wise, you know, range of different styles of cheeses and beers. And I think we kind of intentionally were selecting beers that might go well with certain cheeses or just generally, you know, pairings. And then we kind of winnowed it down to our top 10 or was it? No,
it was definitely a process. But I think, I mean, you know, Chris is right. It was a whittling down process that took some time. We wanted to represent different styles and texture. Like if I had to think about cheese, we wanted softer cheese. We wanted a really hard cheese. We wanted a cheese that was much of a more assertive flavored one. And we wanted to find a beer that paired really well with a really mild, creamy cheese. And you know, there's so many different styles of beer. So Chris was thinking along those lines as well, kind of when he was thinking about beers. Then we had to sort of find that meeting ground, you know. So it was a bit of a challenge, but it was fun to sit down and sample things together.
Yeah, that was the really fun part.
That was the really fun part. And it was surprising. There were things that were really surprising to both of us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like she knew the cheeses coming in. I knew the beers coming in. So when we were tasting them together and kind of doing our tasting notes, and we went 4 for 4 on pairings that we thought would work out and then did. And then we kind of built our tasting notes from there. But there were some definite surprises where, you know, you have the cheese by itself and then you have the beer and all of a sudden there's like a shiitake mushroom note that kind of comes out of one of those kind of funkier cheddars that we had.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, is finding new things that emerge. It's not just that this tastes good and this tastes good and then they taste good together. It's that you have the chemistry of flavor and tasting that creates an entirely new thing.
So with these strictly beer and cheese pairings, for example, one example you give is called the Reversal. The beer is Serendipity, a New Glarus fruit ale, which is definitely sweeter, and it's paired with a softer cheese. So what kind of contrast are you looking for when you pair beer and cheese? Because unlike wine and cheese, which most people are familiar with, I imagine the carbonation of the beer greatly affects what you can pair with it. And that's a whole other element that doesn't go with a lot of other beverages that we often have with meals.
Yeah, Serendipity is an interesting one because it's sour. It's not super tart, but there's definitely some acidity to it. And like you mentioned, the carbonation is a factor. That was one that was, I think, most noticeable in the Pilsner pairing that we had, which was Door County Brewing Company's Clawhammer Pilsner with, that was the string cheese, right?
Yeah, that was a really interesting pairing to do because it was the saltiness of the cheese, but it was creamy and rich. And those played off the acidity of the beer a lot.
And that
very,
was,
very well.
That yeah, is. That and that, so what we had was kind of that Pilsner is a pretty effervescent style. So you had that kind of bubbliness working with the creaminess of the cheese and, of course, the saltiness and salt. You know, Pilsner is kind of your standard classic American beer. I mean, it's a German style, but it's when you think of American beer, you think of light, yellow, fizzy lager, and that's kind of close to what this is. So the saltiness, you know, pretzels and beer, the saltiness of the cheese kind of emulated that, and man, that was good.
Yeah, that's an excellent, I think, way of describing it too. But also, that's a perfect illustration of a really solid pairing and bringing out all the right qualities in each one. You know,
right.
And both of them sort of complementing each other.
There's a lot of things that the cheeses are doing, and a lot of things that the beers are doing. And when the more of those things that you can kind of put together and have it be complementary or contrasting, which is you know, the creaminess and the carbonation. That's more of a contrast than, you know, harmony, but it ends up being harmony. It's good.
So when someone goes and first pairs these up, do you recommend having a drink of the beer first or eating the cheese first? Or does it vary with each pairing? Does it matter?
I think both of us were eating the cheese first. I was thinking about our process, how we did this. I remember I was eating the cheese first, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was really... for me, you know, I wanted the cheese to be at the right temperature, room temperature. But what do you think, Chris?
Most of these cheeses I was having for the first time, so I wanted to get more familiar with the cheese. I don't think there's a wrong answer, though.
No,
you know,
I mean, don't either.
You know, if you've had the beer before, I would probably start with the cheese. But we weren't really sure going in how that was going to work out. Or, you know, I mean, I consider myself a beer expert. I think Anne probably considers herself a cheese expert. But we're not, like, you know, this was a new process for us, and it was, I think it went really well, and it was definitely a lot of fun kind of unspooling it.
So cheese making has been stepping away from being a traditionally rural tradition, and beer making is increasingly, there's more and more breweries popping up in cities, city spaces. So how is Milwaukee contributing to this in bringing the cheese and beer making process into the same hub?
I think there's a lot more that Chris can probably say on the beer angle, because cheese, I mean, it's hard to find an urban cheesemaker. There is one, and we profile Bob Wills in the story.
Clock Shadow Creamery, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. who started Clock Shadow Creamery. And that's really an anomaly. I mean, that is the one place you can go in the city where you can actually see cheese being made, fresh cheeses. If we were in Madison, we would have, I think, access to many more, you know, cheesemakers than we do here, because I think there's a lot of cheesemakers in the outside of Madison where their distribution, they don't really get to Milwaukee as often as they get like to Madison or those areas, you know.
So we may have a good option of going to a store and seeing so many different cheeses, but when it comes to getting fresh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Although, I mean, you know, I think Clock Shadow is an awesome place in that you can go and get their signature cork cheese. That is something that they alone make. They make cheese curds every day. That's really a cool thing that we're able to have that. But I mean, I would love to see this grow. I mean, I don't see how, why, it, maybe it couldn't, you know, more cheesemakers coming to the city. But, you know, it isn't something that we're seeing as much of as craft breweries.
Well, yeah, Chris, how about you touch upon the growth of the craft breweries here in Milwaukee?
I'm relatively new to Milwaukee. I've lived here since 2014. And in that time, the profile of Milwaukee's craft beer scene has completely turned over. You still have, obviously, Lakefront, Milwaukee Brewing, you know, kind of the old guard, I guess. But there's been so much action. Third Space opened in 2015, Good City. And there were, I think, six breweries that opened that year. And once they start, that's one thing. But as they kind of scale up or, you know, push into the take-home market, it's been awesome. I mean, the way that people drink local beer right now, I think, is pretty different than it was 3 years ago. So that's been an exciting thing to see Milwaukee basically finally start punching its weight in terms of craft beer. The Milwaukee scene now much more closely aligns with what the scene looks like in other cities of this size.
One other point I was going to make, though, just about cheesemakers, is it makes sense for the cheesemakers to be close to the farms where they get the milk, right? So where the cows, the sheep, the goats are being milked. And that makes sense that it's going to be in more rural areas. So I think what I think I'm finding more in Milwaukee is better access to some of these cheeses that we weren't getting before. We have great cheese shops here. And one of the shops that we mentioned, the Village Cheese Shop in Wauwatosa, is new, but it's yet another resource for getting these incredible Wisconsin cheeses that I think we're just seeing more varieties come to Milwaukee where they maybe wouldn't have reached us. They would have just gone as far as Madison, and that's about it. But The cheesemakers in the state are rock stars. They are incredible. I love Wisconsin cheese. I love all kinds of cheeses, but I could probably live on Wisconsin cheeses because there's enough variety to them, you know. They're interesting enough. And it's really fascinating once you kind of throw yourself into it and you start really looking and tasting all the different cheeses that are being made here. And then you understand why the state wins awards consistently from year to year.
Right. So on that note of, you know, not only just the options of Wisconsin cheeses, but now Wisconsin beers or even just Milwaukee beers in general. To close out, can you give us your personal favorite pairing or one that stood out the most to you?
Ooh.
Oh, boy. I really enjoyed the Paradox Red from Raised Grain with the Dunbarton Blue, which is a funky aged cheddar, kind of a cheddar blue hybrid, because that's the kind of beer that I like to drink most often, I guess, is it's really assertive. It's an IPA. It's bold and it's brash. And that cheese is bold and brash and funky and salty. In many ways, it has the volume of all of the things that it does turned up to like 11. And Paradox is kind of the same way. And it worked great.
I agree with you. I love Dunbarton Blue on its own.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go toward, I mean, we talked about Serendipity already. To me, that beer on its own is tart, but it is rich and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like a dessert beer to me, but I love that burrata that we paired it with so much because it's just an incredibly rich, creamy cheese. It just really is so beautifully pure that it works so interestingly with that beer. But yeah, that was a fave for me, for sure.
Well, I look forward to trying some of these combinations that you both recommended, and I want to thank you, Anne and Chris, for coming in to talk about it today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Lake Effect contributor Anne Christensen is Milwaukee Magazine's dining critic and senior editor. Chris Drosner is the executive editor. They co-wrote this month's cover story, Beer and Cheese, The Ultimate Guide.